May the Lord gently grant us understanding as well as increasing our offerings to the dear souls who are in purgation. My dear ones, I am still coming to terms with the revelation of my purgatory. And these are the Mass readings the Holy Spirit chose for us today, the third Sunday in Lent. The phrase, many will be saved, but only as going through fire, comes from the Apostle Paul's first letter to Corinthians, specifically 1 Corinthians 3:15. It describes believers who face significant trials and temptations where their works or deeds are tested and purged by divine judgment, resulting in the loss of their reward for those dead works, but their eventual salvation. The fire represents a spiritual trial that burns away everything that is not of God, a process that purifies and refines the person, even though they suffer loss, the loss of works that were done in flesh, that is. For nothing unclean can enter heaven. So part of this was from AI. I thought it was a good explanation, so I used it. The entrance antiphon, oh, look at me and be merciful, for I am wretched and alone. The opening prayer, when we are discouraged by our weakness, give us confidence in your love. The alternate opening prayer, heal the wounds our sins and selfishness bring upon us. We acknowledge our sinfulness, our guilt is ever before us. And the responsorial Psalm 103. The Lord is kind and merciful. He pardons all your iniquities. He redeems your life from destruction. And I'm taking that in this context to mean the working out of our debts in purgatory. I'm going to be sharing a lot about purgatory, and just to make sure we all have got it right, that it comes from the scriptures. I mean, it's been manipulated by the church for indulgences, if you would pay money, things like that. But it is still sound doctrine. We can't blame the church for what the devil twists and does with things, right? Right. So, warnings from Israel's history, 1 Corinthians 10, 1-6 and 10-12 in the New International. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things, as they did, and do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Now, there were some present at the time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Or those 18 who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." When I received the Lord after celebrating Mass today, I saw Padre Pio distinctly smiling and looking into my eyes. Oh, what a treasure to have a visitation from him. "Padre Pio, it was you, and you were smiling at me. How could you smile at me? I am such a wretch." "That's easy," he replied. "You are repenting, and nothing could make me happier." Wow. Oh, I am undone by the immensity of my sins. "That's a start," he said. "Keep going. Go deep, Claire. Then you will be able to lead others into the deep." The fact that most Christians do not believe in purgatory does not negate the fact that it exists. It only postpones the great penances they will have to do when they discover why they are there. You will do yourself and others a great favor by teaching about it, even as you discover more and more about yourself. I pondered that for a moment, and he got my attention. He said, "I'm serious, my little one." "Yes, you are a little one, growing littler and littler with each passing day. Continue in this direction, and there will be nothing to snag you. It will all be ironed out. Please, do not be disheartened. All must pass through this cleansing, either on this earth or in heaven. It is something you cannot avoid. But I will tell you this much. This is how saints are made." Well, I was self-medicating with a peanut butter protein bar with my head down, and he lowered himself and looked up into my face with his eyes twinkling. My mind wondered about a friend whom I had judged, and he said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." And I snapped out of it. Oh, Padre Pio, you're amazing. He continued, "In fact, that is where most of your purgatory will come from. A lifelong history of finding fault, making presumptions, falsely accusing, a bit of paranoia, which cannot be helped in the times you're living in. But some of these things, Claire, have been used as weapons to block things that would have been very good for you. Other times you hurt people by your suppositions, and that affected their lives in a negative way, just like all the ones who judged you shooting arrows in your back and even letting them fester there, leading to unbelief or self-hatred and just wanting to give up. You were not the angel you thought you were because you couldn't see your faults. This is so common to this generation and these times. People declare to themselves, 'I'm a good person. I don't steal, I don't rape or murder,' as they come walking out of a meeting where they just demolished someone's career, blinded by self-righteousness. It is such a joy to see you smiling, Padre Pio." He replied, "I wanted to cheer you on and confirm that you are taking the right path to freedom. These sins weigh you down and impair your vision. It is wonderful and glorious to be free of them. And this is what I want for you, Claire, as well as every soul that visits your channel and takes you seriously. And I just want to mention here, I believe it was the last message about purgatory. These are layers. When you judge, when you sin, there are layers of darkness that fall on you like a blanket of darkness. And the more you judge, the darker it gets, and the less you can see. And this is where purgatory has to come in and burn away all of that, even to reveal who you are and what you've done and where you stand with God. I got up to check on my husband, who has been in pain, and grabbed a cookie from the kitchen. I heard, "And then there's gluttony," as I was taking my first bite. I had to laugh. I knew that was coming. Padre Pio continued, "Those who eat to be entertained, comforted, and distracted, they live to eat, not eat to live. There are so many who had nothing to eat tonight. With the price of those cookies, they could have purchased a sack of rice. It is very American to be ignorant of the plight of those around the world. But thanks be to God, there are other Americans that sacrifice to support starving immigrants in war-torn countries. Be mindful, Claire. Be truly mindful. Listen to the voice of the Spirit, not the voice of your stomach." Then he said, "Shall I continue?" "Yes, please, if you think I can handle it." Padre continued, "Loneliness. There are so many that are desperately alone. They have lost all their friends because they're not relevant anymore in the world on the hunt for prosperity and fame. Rather, those who are alone are considered a waste of time, irrelevant, isolated from the expanding world with all its pursuits of fame and fortune. Those who would take time to care and visit the infirm and incarcerated are like angels to the Lord. As you do it to one of these very forgotten ones, so you have done it to your Jesus. Another serious layer of darkness falls upon those who miss their prayer times for some worldly pursuit. In purgatory, they will cry out with deafening pleas for the Lord to visit them. They will feel so abandoned. You know that feeling. You have cried out for him many times when you just couldn't go another minute without feeling his presence. This is like purgatory for ignoring him when he waits for you to come to prayer and comfort him. These are the three areas where most fail miserably. And for the last group, their stay in purgatory will be painfully lonely. So there you have it, my dear one. Focal points for you and those serious about the rapture. Know that I am praying for you all, for you are greatly loved by all of heaven. And that was the end of Padre Pio's message to us, Saint Padre Pio. God bless you, channel. I love all of you. Thank you for being part of our walk in this world. I'm so excited about what the Lord is going to do for us and what we're going to do for him in the future with this new understanding that we can't let things slide. Amen. Amen.